You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire.
Our podcast team is taking a break this week from the daily news. But don't fret, you can get your daily dose of cybersecurity news at our website, thecyberwire.com. In the meantime, we've got interviews for you this week, some interesting people we've talked to throughout the year, so stay with us.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zero-trust-AI. The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
We call ourselves a distributor for cybersecurity, but in our real life, we are much more an incubator, which means we bring new companies into the German-speaking region and market.
That's Gerald Hahn. He's the CEO of Softshell AG, a German company. Our conversation centers on the differences in the cybersecurity markets between Germany and the United States, and what companies should know if they want to try to set up shop and do business with Germans.
In the end, we earn our money with selling software to our resellers, and they sell it to customers, to companies. But most of our day, we do marketing and sales and PR stuff for them.
So take us through, what is the current status of the German marketplace?
Yeah, so the German marketplace for cybersecurity is very dynamic. The market is very big. What we know is the biggest security market in the world behind the United States, with an annual volume of 15 billion euro a year. So we think this is for historical reasons. Germans are very sensitive with their privacy and data. Germany is always leading the privacy and data privacy discussion within Europe. And so Germans are crazy with IT security. They buy a lot and they try a lot in a conservative way and completely different to the mentality in the United States. But the volume speaks for itself. It is a very great market and it's growing incredibly.
And when you say it's different from the United States, what do you mean?
I only can speak as an outsider. I only can repeat what our partners and vendors from the United States are telling us. And that is that in the United States, companies, customers are giving new solutions a try. They buy a solution for 1 year, and if it's not good, they won't renew it. In Germany, never would ever buy something for test reasons. They always want to test it for free, and then they want to play with it. Mm. And not only a little bit, they are really going deep under the hood. They want to know every single byte and how it works, and they want to know the source code and everything. So this is a very engineering-focused country, and this normally surprises US-based vendors, because a normal salesperson cannot really succeed here. You always need a very technical sales guy, an engineer with a sales mentality who can really explain within the first meeting how the product works and which ports are used and so on. And this normally is very unusual, what I've learned, for typical American salesperson.
Yeah, that's interesting. So what is your advice for, say, an American company who's trying to tap into that German market?
Focus on the engineering stuff. Be ready for really deep technical questions. And as more as they can answer within the first chat, as better it is, because this gives customers the feeling that there is somebody who's serious and he can rely on. And most IT guys here in Germany working for customers, they love the stuff. They play with it also during the weekends and the evening. And you can catch them if you give them really a technical motivation to find out more about it. A sales pitch normally really does not lead somewhere.
You know, we've got GDPR coming up in the coming year, in 2018. How is that going to change things for you all there? And what's your take on that from a global perspective?
Yeah, so GDPR is really interesting, especially cybersecurity vendors are trying to do with it. Everybody is telling customers that they have to do something, otherwise they have to pay 20 million euro fine or 4% of their annual revenue and so on. And they try to scare customers. But the background is that the GDPR regulation was led by German privacy people. And most of the regulation within the new GDPR law was already here in Germany with the old data privacy laws. So it's not really new for companies here, and they always had to deal with these regulations. So nobody is scared, and most companies are already aligned with the new rules. Most companies so know that it has not so much to do with technical solutions, but with organizational and structure within the company. And so there is not really more sales or upsell because of GDPR. It more gave law firms new customers because everybody wants to be sure that he really knows what's coming. And so the solutions, the technical solutions and products are not really affected by the new law.
It's interesting. So Germany's already there. Germany's ahead of the game from their position as being a leader when it comes to these sorts of privacy regulations to begin with.
Yeah, I think so. Yes. Most US-based companies expect results within the first 6 or at least 12 months. And this is very challenging, not only because most companies are not really ready for an expansion. For example, no German website, no German collaterals. And this is something what the German market is expecting to have at least a few German papers they can read. Everybody speaks English, but it feels much more comfortable reading it in German. So normally the companies need really months before they have a few German things online. And then they try to enter the market through the UK. And it's not because of the Brexit. It is because the island is an island, and it always was an island within Europe. It is really completely separated from the continent. And so also from their mentality, they are much closer to the United States than they are to the continental Europe. But US vendors always set the subsidiaries up in the UK, and then they try to open Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Poland, etc. And it's not working. And after a year, they are super surprised and they give it another try. So our suggestion is always set up a legal entity in Germany, hire a local guy, and then they take you serious. Then they know, the companies, that you are really serious with the market and they have somebody to speak with in their own language. And within our last years, we saw hundreds of vendors coming and going and also succeeding. But we never ever saw a company succeeding here with significant revenues without having a legal entity and German employees on the ground.
So it's really important to respect the locals.
Yes, I think so. But I think this has nothing to do with Germany. I think it everywhere is the same. I never would try to expand to the United States from, I don't know, Mexico or right. or Argentina or so. And I think this is a good comparison. You need to be in the country and you need to work with locals.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's also interesting to me how you say that we try to set up shop in the UK. I think there's an odd thing with many Americans where we have a kind of a default respect for the British. We love their accent and so on, you know. And so I think it works in that direction. And so I think maybe there's a false assumption that, you know, that's the way we should go. That's a very interesting insight.
Yeah. And maybe a last point and a very positive point is that our experience with Americans are super positive. Most Americans we have dealt with are super open, transparent, and they hold what they told us, even if we not always agree with each other, but they are reliable and they are straightforward. And this is what we really like. Working with American companies and US citizens, because they are really straightforward, honest, and nice to work with. We have different experiences with other regions in the world, but this is what we admire most with Americans.
That's Gerald Hahn. He's the CEO at Softshell AG in Germany.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. Quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
and that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening.
And now a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose SixthSense, visit SixthSense.com.